I remember this time when I was completely overwhelmed in my heart. The pressures, the stresses, the difficulties of life, I felt like quitting, giving up, throwing in the towel. I was on my way to church one day, and I saw this billboard sign of Winston Churchill, and it said this, "Never, never, never give up."
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We're so glad you can join us today on Truth and Fact, and we are in Psalm 61, a Psalm of David. Verse 1, he says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." And we're dealing with an overwhelmed heart. David's heart was overwhelmed, but perhaps right now you're in that place where you feel overwhelmed. Perhaps you feel like David, maybe you feel like Jonah, and you think this is the end of it. This is the end of your rope. You feel that's over. You don't have the strength to go on. You thought about quitting. You thought about giving up, and you said, "What's the use?" That's right, overwhelmed. And it happens to the best of people. At some point in time of our lives, perhaps we've all been there, this place of anguish, this place of agony, this place of distress. In fact, I'm there right now. I'm experiencing that myself. In fact, I'm experiencing a broken heart because my son of 18 years old just left to go into boot camp, into the military, and it is so hard to let go. You know, I want to be the one that provides for him, that protects him, that helps him. But now I have to trust God with him, and saying goodbye is so difficult, and I can't wait to see him again. But I think as parents, you might have an understanding of what this feels like, but we have to trust the Lord. But nevertheless, my heart is overwhelmed. I think of all the tragedies that are taking place in the world, and my heart becomes overwhelmed. I think of all the people who have recently lost loved ones. I think of all the wars and the riots that are taking place on the other side of the world, the terrorism, the hate, the violence. It's everywhere. I think of our own nation, of the United States of America, a nation that has basically turned its back on God. I think of the killings, the murders, the abortions, the sin, the economic pressures. Think of all those that are just struggling and trying to make it, but yet having difficulty. My heart is overwhelmed when I see the direction that the church is going. I see the lukewarmness entering the church. I see the worldliness in the church. I see the carnality. I see the apostasy. I see hearts that have grown cold towards God. I see entertainment in the church. I see a worldly spirit. I see a lack of spiritual growth and a people today that refuse to be corrected or reproved. My beloved, it breaks my heart when I see a lack of concern for souls and the lost. My heart, yes, is overwhelmed. I feel this overwhelming distress in my heart. Perhaps you feel the same thing in your life. You're doing all that you know to do, but it just seems to get harder and harder. The job is more demanding. The bills just keep piling up. You're doing the best to serve God, to raise your family in the ways of the Lord, but it seems the devil has been warring against your mind. He's been shooting those fiery darts of condemnation against you. You feel like you're a failure. You don't know if you're going to make it. He's trying to tempt you to fall into sin or to give up. And there has been at times this huge mountain of oppression that has come upon you. And frankly, at times you don't even know, or you don't even feel like you're saved. And your heart, you feel completely overwhelmed, troubled, distressed, agony, disturbed. Yes, my friend, I want you to know this. You're not alone. David felt this way many times in his life, in his journey with the Lord. But did he quit? No. Did he give up? No. Did he blame God? No. Did he shake his fist at the Lord? No, he didn't do that. But what did David do? He turned to God in prayer. He sought the face of the Lord, and God responded, and God came and helped him and strengthened him. And if God can do it for David, God surely can do it for you.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.